You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Candy. Congressman John Conyers is in a Detroit hospital today. A spokesman says the 88-year-old is under tremendous stress from the accusations of sexual harassment. Earlier today, House Speaker Paul Ryan, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and Congressman Jim Clyburn, the highest-ranking African-American Democrat in Congress, all called on Conyers to resign. And one of his accusers has gone public. Former staffer Marion Brown reached a settlement with the Detroit congressman in 2015. She shared her story with Savannah Guthrie this morning on NBC's Today Show. Advance warning, some of this language is graphic.
It was sexual harassment, violating my body, propositioning me, inviting me to hotels with the guise of discussing business, and then propositioning me, you know, for sex.
Marion Brown described an incident in a Chicago hotel room in 2005.
He has undressed, you know, down to his underwear. And again, it was the proposition of sexually satisfying him.
He asked you to do something sexually?
Yes. He asked me to satisfy him sexually. He pointed to areas of genital areas of his body and asked me to, you know, touch it. I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to upset him. I just didn't know what to do. I just was frozen. And I did tell him that I was not going to do that, and I didn't feel comfortable.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley is with us now. Rochelle, should John Conyers resign?
You know, I'm going to say the same thing that I said in my column in the Free Press. We should have zero tolerance of all of this, whether it's misbehavior or sexual assault or sexual harassment or rape. There are varying degrees of heinous acts, all having to do with power. But each of these allegations needs to be investigated, and they need to be investigated just like you would any alleged crime, any alleged misbehavior. There is an ethics investigation that's already ongoing. Should he resign because of the allegations? No. Should he resign because it's past time? Yes.
What do you mean by past time, Rochelle?
John Conyers is 88 years old and has had this career that has got to be separated from what's going on now. The mistake that Nancy Pelosi made that was just roundly criticized on Meet the Press last weekend was calling him an icon and talking about him being a civil rights lion while we're talking about this. All of that legacy needs to be put aside. This needs to be just about the allegations and just about the secret deals to keep people quiet, which may not just apply to John Conyers. There needs to be a thorough investigation of that and of every allegation. And those things, which are serious unto themselves, have to be treated seriously without any discussion about what somebody has contributed to society, to government, or to the American people.
Have you found it hard to kind of figure how to fit his civil rights legacy into all of this?
Well, I'm not thinking about his legacy right now. What I'm doing is listening to women who we have now learned are part of a plethora of women who have lived in hell across the country from Hollywood to Washington, who have been silenced either because they needed careers to be able to feed themselves and their families, or they wanted careers and thought they would not have any because powerful men would keep them from having them. We're talking literally from film studios to the halls of Congress to corporations. This is not going to end. When you can have Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer kicked off television, when you can have Hollywood producers who have made and broken careers, and when you can have Congress, I mean, my God, you have somebody running for Congress who literally thinks he can date teenagers and it's okay. This is so much bigger than trying to look at somebody's career while you're doing that. I think that Congress is not doing enough to look at all of these. I think that they should release every single agreement that anyone has ever made to pay someone about an allegation. I think every allegation should be investigated. And I think for anybody who broke the law, they should go to jail.
Well, it certainly, as you say, it has been a stunning few weeks since the floodgates really opened, starting with the accusations against Harvey Weinstein. So we've seen one powerful man after another in the world of media and show business taken down. But as we talk right now, John Conyers is still in the House and Al Franken is still in the Senate. And in your column today, you say it's time to investigate the sexual abuser in chief, Donald Trump, as you put it.
We're dealing with everyone except the people who have been elected. How dare we? That is the problem. Look at who's getting a pass. For me, if someone has been accused of something, particularly if it's something terrible, the first thing you do is ask them to go somewhere and sit down while they have someone impartial to take a look at whether what has been alleged against them is true. So that applies to John Conyers, who did what he should do by stepping down from the House Judiciary Committee because he should not be associated with a committee that oversees justice while this is going on. And Donald Trump should not be running the country while people are questioning his mental stability and while he has already admitted to being someone who has abused women. And there's been no investigation of that. These are the people who we should hold to the highest standard. I'm watching people get fired over allegations, investigations that are taking a day, 24 hours, a week. In these other instances, what is taking so long? Why is it so hard? And what is the problem with making sure that we have the same transparency in government that we're having everywhere else?
Rochelle, I'm curious, when I read your column in today's Free Press, why did you not include Bill Clinton in that?
Bill Clinton was impeached. For me, there's a difference. And when I say zero tolerance and making sure that somebody gets what they deserve, people act like he wasn't punished. They act like there weren't hearings. I mean, and for some folks, maybe it's because they're older and they don't remember, and they're younger and they weren't there. I wasn't a columnist when all of that was going on. But the idea that we continue to act like Bill Clinton got no punishment, where these other cases are people who are being alleged and being investigated, he was investigated and he was impeached.
Where do you see this taking us as a nation?
I think that we have been in chaos since a year ago, November 8th. I think that now that the Pandora's box is open, as someone mentioned the other day, now that the avalanche has started, we need to get past the Me Too, let's hold a press conference and talk about what happened and start to have some accountability. It's time for these situations to go to authorities so that they can be investigated if they're criminal acts. It's time for people to file civil suits if they can prove what happened to them. It's time to move past the discussion phase and to create some type of accountability and punishment to make sure that this doesn't continue to happen. Somebody said, oh, my God, we won't have any people left. There won't be any newscasters. There won't be any. First of all, that's not true. Second, I don't want any who have been guilty of the things that either have been alleged or admitted to. When Matt Lauer apologized, that made it very clear that he's guilty of what he was accused of. Case closed. Now we need to figure out what happens so that no other newscaster, no other public celebrity will ever think they can get away with what he did. In instances where people have either apologized, like Donald Trump did for grabbing women's vaginas, or Harvey Weinstein when he apologized and then didn't, or Donald Trump who apologized and now says the tape was false and I guess he didn't really mean to apologize, all of those things mean something. And if you have people who are admitting to either misbehavior, assault, harassment, or crimes, now it's time to hold them accountable.
Do you worry about a backlash against women who are coming forward?
You know, these women are so courageous. They have not spoken out, some of them, for years because of a fear of backlash. There is no backlash now that can be worse than what they've had to live with and in some instances work with. If you couldn't afford to quit your job and you're actually walking around an office with someone you fear and someone you know is trying to use their power to diminish you, that's the worst thing in the world. So there may be some backlash. There's already people who are beginning to question whether some women are now going to claim things happened if they didn't, which is why there must be an investigation of every allegation. You can't assume that anything is true. You don't have to assume. Like I said, in each of these cases, except with John Conyers, who has denied it, people have already apologized. They've already admitted, oh my God, I did horrible things. I am so sorry. You know, once you've done that, that's an admission of guilt. Every single case where there has not been an admission of guilt must be investigated, and everything that is proved must lead to that person being held accountable.
Detroit Free Press columnist Rochelle Riley. Rochelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.